Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here's Dave.
Thank you. And we are joined by our friend, our Thursday staple, Gordon Keith.
Aww.
Hey, what's happening, Hardline?
How are you, bud?
I'm doing damn hell good.
Damn to the damn right you are.
All right. Well, let's begin with today in Jordan. As we once again have further developments on the relationship between Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, his 24-year-old girlfriend and business partner.
Unfortunately, it appears to be that way, Dave.
Yeah, so today, Bill Belichick has released a statement saying that he was surprised when reporter Tony Dukapul asked questions unrelated to his new book in the CBS Sunday Morning interview, and that the segment that aired was selectively edited to create a false narrative that his girlfriend was trying to control the interview. So this is from a statement provided by the University of North Carolina, in which Belichick said, "Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply doing her job. Some of the clips made it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met, but we've been open about the fact that Jordan and I met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021, and that the interview does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had." And this, another email purportedly from Bill Belichick that does not sound like it comes from Bill Belichick. It sounds like Jordan is ghostwriting all of his correspondence. Does it not?
Yes.
She may be.
It sounds like Kathy Bates is holding a giant mallet over the broken leg of the author.
Yes.
And making him type exactly how she wants it to be typed.
Now, James Caan.
James Caan. Dang it.
Now for their part, CBS says, "When we agreed to speak with Mr. Belichick, it was for a wide-ranging interview. There were no preconditions or limitations to the conversation." So who do you believe?
Gordon, do you think this is going to end in spectacular fashion, the relationship?
I think it's going to end when she gives him a grandkid.
Oh, my God. You think it's going to go that far?
Is it
It'll
a grandkid?
Grandkid?
Just because he's
it's gonna
a
be
grandpa
a kid.
Age?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe for the kid's sake, they'll have him call Bill Grandpa.
Pop, yes. Pop. Mushy. One of those catchy names.
Quack, 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 quack.
Peepaw. Ding dong, dee dee.
I just don't think it's going to make it that far. I think that we're looking at a football season breakup, and that North Carolina, who I keep forgetting that he's even coaching, is going to lay the law down saying, you need to get her out of here. And he's going to have to choose between his job.
They're not going to do anything.
And his woman. Well, you may be right on that, too. I mean, they were so desperate to get him in the first place.
Well, it just
reeks of a spectacular ending.
There's also somebody did something dramatic here on 17.
Looks like Scottie Scheffler just hit it very close.
Did he whiff?
He whiffed. It was E-L-G-A.
His ankle turned inward. All right. Also, there appears to be some potential infighting as Bill Belichick's daughter-in-law, Jennifer Schmidt. So she's married to Steven Belichick, Steve,
yes,
the defensive coordinator now at
mullet.
North Carolina. Yeah. So
the Mike Gundy tribute.
So there's, I guess, a podcast that Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski do. It's called Dudes on Dudes.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a different podcast than what I would expect it to be. Definitely sounds like something Gordon might watch.
Oh, or at least share with us and claim it was from his pastor.
But I guess they put a clip up talking about the interview with CBS Sunday Morning. And so there was a comment thread underneath the clip, and Jennifer Schmidt weighed in at some point saying, "Publicists act in a professional manner and don't storm off set delaying an interview."
Oh boy.
So she is not a fan of
no one
her
is
potential mother-in-law?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
We have
a mess.
We have breaking Kanye news. So, I haven't had a chance to read this whole thing, but evidently Kanye and his wife Bianca Censori have reconciled, that they are back together. Shut up! And that they are going to sue his former dentist for medical malpractice, saying that the dentist supplied Kanye with nitrous oxide and propofol, and that got him hooked on those drugs. Remember, we had that rumor.
Yep.
That is why Kanye has gotten so insane, that he has killed his brain cells with nitrous, and that his dentist, who does all his grills, has been supplying him with this in order to basically bilk money out of him. And
well,
so,
okay, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Kanye asked him for it, or kept asking him for it after the fact. So is he claiming that he's just Little Red Riding Hood here?
I guess.
Skipping
well, why
the
did
forest.
The doctor keep giving it to him?
Well, that's the malpractice part of it, that he kept giving it to him to reduce his faculties and to get him to send him more money.
Dental work?
Yeah, to get more grills. Let me take these grills out and put in better grills.
I just have a very hard time believing anything he says.
Have you heard that new song?
The Cousins song?
No, there's one after it.
Oh,
what's the new one?
It has a Germanic theme.
Are you serious? See, screw that guy. He can go straight to hell, man. That guy's just... He's like the worst guy on the planet.
Is he singing about Nazis or rapping about Nazis?
Yeah, he's basically saying in the lyrics that I saw, if this is a real video, they're in the studio and they're listening and controlling this song, I think.
Boy, they love
and
you, Gordon.
I guess those people support Kanye.
Yeah, everybody's out here is cheering for Nazis.
And it's about how Kim Kardashian won't let him see his kids, so that's why he became a black Nazi. And in it, he's saying Heil something.
God, dude.
Wow.
Forget it.
Okay.
There's a reason we kicked him off of E! News.
All right. Well, then
Hot
let's...
Jorts opinions.
Let's check in on Robert De Niro, who, late in life dad, much like Grandpa Bill might end
this
up being.
This is kind of a non-story, this is the one I'm thinking of.
He had three or four kids, like in his late 60s, I believe.
Yeah, well, his son Aaron is now his daughter Erin. Changed the spelling.
Like A-A-R-O-N.
From A-A-R-O-N to A-I-R-Y-N.
Ooh, that's very Game of Thrones.
She was always his daughter.
And, well, according to De Niro, he, I guess, doesn't know the protocol in these situations.
Yes, and I think he should be canceled for this statement that he put
He out. says, "I loved and supported Erin as my son, and I now..."
That's a dead name.
"Now love and support Erin as my daughter. I don't know what the big deal is. I love all my children."
Godspeed
to him.
The
big deal is he dead named someone.
Well, okay,
well, it's the
but
same
he's still
name.
Supporting his son.
Same no, name, different
spelled
spelling.
Differently. Or spelled daughter.
Differently. And he never had
Corby?
A son. Corby?
Do you understand?
Gordon loves
there's no
to
doubt.
Die on this hill.
It's unbelievable. And good for De Niro for just basically saying, "I don't understand what the big deal is."
Yeah.
I love her.
It's her business.
Right. But can you Would you like to get Gordon and De Niro in a room together to hash that out?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. De Niro.
I
would love for Gordon to go on a junket and
right.
turn the interview into just this minutia.
Into dead name shame,
yes.
Gordon.
God, you're insufferable, Gordon.
No, right. I am not.
Coming up next, people. Gordon is going to explain how to not dead name on the rant.
The ticket.
Oh. 519. It is the hard line. It is Thursday. It is the power hour. And that means it is the rant revival. And that features, ladies and gentlemen, the original cast, the three amigos, the three kings, the power trio of Dave Lane, Corby Davidson, and of course,
wow, you nailed that.
Postman.
Practicing, you know?
Postman.
Feels pretty good.
Are you twitching tonight, Gordon?
I am. 7:35. We're going to do an hour on Twitch. It's going to be a big extravaganza.
Any special guests planned?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that means
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
TV 2.
I mean, it's like, dude,
you're
it's a big
freak.
One, man.
I mean, you just going to have to tune in to find out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's Dave. Sponsored by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Thank you, Eatsy's.
What a lovely sponsor. I'm sure they're going to be proud to sponsor this.
Yes.
As I have in my hands one of the rantiest stories I've ever read in my life.
It's so ranty that I'm questioning the authenticity of it, but go ahead.
Gordon. Mm-hmm. This is from Florida, but it's not about a Florida man. It's about a Florida woman. And okay. This is in the news because she just had her nursing license revoked last week. And so the Florida Department of Health issued a statement saying that Miss Yates' decision to engage in sexual activity with a minor child and her decision to allow a child to engage her in oral and penetrative sex indicates that she lacks the good judgment and moral character necessary to be a registered nurse.
Okay. Why would a hospital issue a statement?
Well, this is the Department of Health. So okay. She's licensed in the state of Florida, or was, and they have revoked her license because she was arrested in November of 2024 and in December pled not guilty to a charge of sexual battery on a person 12 to 18 years of age.
Another question.
So she's 35.
Why would they allow children to go into mines in the first place?
Great question.
He brings it up every time, and it's a great point.
Spelled differently.
So she's 35. Her name, Alexis Von Yates. And
dude, married to somebody interesting, right?
This
isn't he like
incident,
a former NFL guy?
Von Yates.
Is that the Latin, like Von Yates, or is that one word?
I think Von is her middle name, because
okay.
They're calling her Miss Yates.
All right.
So Alexis Yates.
Hello, I'm former Heisman Trophy winning running back Ron Dane.
No.
And I love Von Crane.
Right, not it's Von
Yeah, it's
Yates.
Von Yates, but let's just call her Alexis Yates. So this incident allegedly happened. Well, not allegedly, she pled guilty. This happened in July of 2024. So her 15-year-old stepson was visiting his father for the summer in Florida.
Oh, dear.
And so one night, the father was working late.
Oh, dear.
And the stepson and stepmother were hanging out at the house. And he says that they shared a THC vape and started playing video games together around 11 p.m.
Oh, dear.
Then they started watching the movie Terrifier 2. Is that the one that's super gory?
I think the third one. I think they all are.
I think it is, Dave.
Not Al Gore.
Oh. I thought that was the one I was in.
No. Not gory.
So Terrifier, it's the...
Terrifier 3 is the one that had the most shocking first five minutes ever.
But
apparently,
it's like a murderous clown, and it's intentionally just shock and blood, right?
Right, yeah.
So they're watching Terrifier 2, and the stepson says they started talking about how horny the suspect was in the movie.
I'm horny for you.
And so then he starts playing with her hair, and he asks if she wants to cuddle. So they start to cuddle, and she starts saying how horny she is. And she says, I bet everyone thought you were my little boy toy when we went to the gym together. And she made a joke that he probably watches stepmom movies.
Oh, no.
And so then he lays on top of her, and she begins to moan, and she says, I wish you were 18. You're not old enough. Then things escalate, and she says,
Dave,
Gordon, why is there so much detail in this story?
Because it's Dave. He's luxuriating in it.
But why are we... Why is this public information? This is why I'm...
This is all from the arrest affidavit.
Okay.
This is all from...
So it's public knowledge.
This is all from his interview.
Why is it in your handwriting?
It was in crayon.
It still doesn't seem like... I think Corby's got a point here, believe it or not, that when it has to do with a crime against a minor, they shouldn't put all these details in there.
It's not my fault.
No, it's...
Well, I know it's not your fault. I'm just saying, like, they shouldn't release it publicly like this. Because
They did.
I know. But in, I guess, their effort, I guess their thinking is, well, let's shame her. But the 15-year-old kid, he has all these details out there.
Yeah,
that
he
his
doesn't seem...
Friends can read, and it's he just doesn't need that.
He doesn't seem like he has a ton of remorse about it.
Yes, he does. Have you not read the rest of the story?
Oh, boy, Gordon's on top of this.
Oh, so Gordon's already read it.
Yeah, I was going to do it tomorrow, but thanks, Dave.
Okay.
No, stop doing it. No, go, dummy.
I was going to do it tomorrow, but I'm outraged that we're doing it now. There is more to the story that the...
Okay,
the
well,
really
you can fill in the blanks when I finish telling my part of the story.
Okay.
So she says, this is so bad. And
already you've missed a very important detail.
Okay, what did I miss?
Why she said she was so horny.
Why was she horny?
She said she had not had sex in 2 weeks because of her period.
Oh, my.
2 weeks?
That's a long period.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, there was
okay.
some... Believe
I
me,
thought
there was some
when you
hunter
said
that had been tracking her for a fortnight.
When you said two, in my brain I was like, I thought the next word was going to be years.
Not weeks.
No.
Not weeks.
Which would be even longer.
Yeah, you must have an even more detailed story than I have, Gordon, because that's not in my story. So she says this is so bad, but then they start having sex. And at that point, they hear something in the garage, and the door begins to unlock. Dad's home.
Yeah.
And so the stepson runs to the bathroom with his pants around his ankles as his dad is entering the home.
Pants on the ground!
And he sees his wife with her bra off, topless, and a blanket covering the lower half of her body. And so he yells, "What the F is going on?" and starts throwing things. And the boy overheard his father yelling at her, and she claimed, she said, "I'm so sorry, but he looks like you when you were younger." So then the boy is taken to his grandfather's home by the dad, and then he calls her the next morning. And in their call, she says that she wishes that his father had not caught them, and that his member looked like his father's, but with younger skin.
Wait, what is happening?
and all that, a bunch of details that, once again, why are they releasing this?
And that she gave him a sexual rating of a 7 out of 10.
What?
Now, what did I miss, Gordon? What other details do you have?
Well, there was the
this
the fact that she looks like
EVDs.
A bug-eyed salamander.
What?
By the way, she also has two other kids that she had put to bed.
They were in the house?
There were other kids inside the house at the time. She'd been making sexual comments to him for several weeks. One of her methods of seducing him was earlier putting whipped cream on her tongue and then sticking it out and lolling it all around and letting it drain off of her, the end of her tongue. She's
ew.
Like, does this remind you of anything else? Like other kind of stuff that the same color? Remind you of that? He's like, yeah, I guess. Okay. You like bug-eyed salamanders that stick their tongue out at you? That's a writer's embellishment, but that's the idea. There was that. There was the fact that the kid said that ever since this happened, that he has not been able to sleep and that he's so distraught because it's torn up his family. His grandfather told them not to tell the cops and that they should just handle this all inside the family, which that's got the kid all screwed up.
She has a giant tattoo of a... Is that a fairy or an angel on her stomach?
Wait, so... You think the kid was upset that this is now released to the public, Gordon? Or
yes. He basically said that he was.
Okay, so when you said the grandpa said they should have kept it in-house, it screwed the kid up.
No, the grandpa, before it went to the cops, they had been trying to keep this under wraps, and he convinced them not to go to the authorities on this. So they did not go at first. And it wasn't until cops received an anonymous report of this that they started investigating it. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was the kid who called it in. But didn't want his family to know.
Ugh. It's just all
because
he
and his dad get crossways over this, obviously.
Yeah.
His dad is threatening to beat him up. You know, the dad's not handling this the right way.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody handled anything the right way.
No, it's a family destruction.
Can you get past that? If it was you and your son, could you just kind of get past that, get over it?
My 16-month-old?
No, Dave, just in general.
We're going to ask you to use your imagination.
Oh, okay.
Dave.
I mean, bros before hoes, I guess, right?
Now you're speaking my language.
Corby understands that language.
It says 2 days before her arrest, she shared a statement on social media saying, "Happy anniversary to my sweet and handsome hubby. So thankful for the man that you are to me and our children. Cheers to year 7.
So are we to assume that the two kids that she put to bed earlier, the younger kids, were from that guy? Or did she have two kids from a previous marriage?
I'm not sure how long they had been married. Seems like I read it's only been like 5 years, but that may not be right.
Well, he just said seven.
So
yeah, he just said seven.
Okay,
yeah.
Go with that.
So I'm just wondering if the kids though were under 7 or what?
Known this boy. She's been his stepmom since he was 8.
Yeah,
He doesn't live with them full time, it sounds
like.
No, he lives with his mom. He was just visiting for the summer.
When Dave was telling the story in great detail, in my head I was like, okay, so maybe they met once at the wedding and this is the first time that she's seen him or hung out with him. That would make more sense than, like Gordon said, she's known him since he was in second grade.
Ew.
What a gross, gross lady.
And she does look like a bug-eyed salamander. Not in all her photos, but in some of them. Like in that one in particular.
I don't know.
That is very bug-eyed salamander.
Why I thought that I read that he was connected, that the dad was connected to the NFL at some point.
This one?
That's wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like she might be able to see 360 degrees.
Yeah, she looks like
she can
work
her eyes independently.
She could be an avatar without any makeup.
You would think that being able to work her eyes independently, she would have kept an eye on the garage when all this was happening.
That's the other thing.
A little
so
early warning.
If you heard the garage, it would take you that long to...
Well,
she's still brawless with her...
I swear the story I read said that they heard the garage, but she insisted they keep going.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the dad,
the dad is a
handsome guy. The dad is not an old dude.
No, they look both to be about 35 years old.
Gross.
It's all so gross.
Well,
so gross. Florida.
Yeah. Well, that's Gordon bringing disgusting news to the rant.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
As you both try to outdo each other with who has more details that are unnecessary.
Yeah, he had like the full court report.
Thoroughly
yeah,
Gordo. Enjoyed Gordon's disgust for the story and then breaking in without, because you didn't know the detail.
You know, in my day-long investigation,
I've read every story on the subject.
You're leaving so much out on this story that I don't want to talk about.
Now I don't. I have zero broadcasting prepared for tomorrow.
Oh no!
I'm so sorry.
You can just replay this. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well,
I've been working on this story for 3 weeks.
Well, I can send you the story about the couple who was decapitated and dismembered by a man that they paid for extreme sex.
R.I.P. Frank.
It's not Frank. Yeah, send a fax over to Gordon. All right, tonight at 7 o'clock. Are you 7 o'clock twitching?
7:30.
7:30.
Is there a Stars game or anything tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, but you can get it done before they'll drop the puck at like 8:50.
Yeah, get her done.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
All right, dude, we love you. Thank you very much, Gordon.
Twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith. Free of charge. P1
There he is. Absolutely free.